Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 37C. Freedom. What if God was one of us? Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 11th month, on the 13th day of the 11th month.
Joe.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus, trying to make his way home. Just trying to make his way home. Just trying.
Dear Dan, it is with some fear and trembling that I now recount the following events. I suppose that's good for a start, but in the spirit of Abba Father, as a son of God, I may enter into his courts without fear or trembling, and can now proceed. One of the purposes of the Lord having me meet angels in general, and Gabe in particular, was so that I could understand by experience the meaning of the scripture in Revelation, where it says, Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 9. With an emphasis on brethren, and that being part of a family. In order to achieve this more fully, the Lord instructed Gabe to begin introducing me to him, that is, the Holy Spirit, in person, in a manner of speaking. As an example, please allow me to relay this description of a meeting that took place in the summer of 2000 at Lake Sammamish State Park. I had been going there during that summer to rest, receive healing, and enjoy the presence of God. On this particular day, I had finished my visit and was going back to my S10 to leave. I noticed an older sedan had parked next to the truck, with the windows rolled down since it was a warm summer day. There were two people in the car, a man and a woman. The woman appeared to be in her early 50s and the man in his late 40s. I said, hello. They returned my greeting and casual conversation ensued. The lady said something about the man being like her child and demonstrated this statement at the same time with affectionate words to him and caressing his chin, just like a parent would do to a youngster. Somewhere along the line, I said I was a Christian and that I prayed. The lady then asked me to pray for a missionary in the Philippines. I said that I would. That was about the extent of the meeting, but as I was driving out of the park, Gabe informed me that the lady was the Holy Spirit, and the man was Michael the Archangel. One of the messages that was demonstrated by that meeting was just how family-oriented God is with his kids. And that even a regal being like Michael is a kid compared to Almighty God, with God being a parent to his sons. There were more than a few other meetings like this where I wondered at the time who I was talking to and informed of who it was shortly thereafter. In July of 2001, on the day of my interview to become employed at G6, afterwards, I was leaving, and I had entered an elevator in a parking garage. There were others on the same elevator. a lady that looked to be in her late 30s, and some young college-age kids. The lady looked at me and asked, "Are you a Christian?" And before I could answer, she also asked, "Is Jesus your Lord and Savior?" I answered with something like, "Yes, and he works on me in many ways." I knew when I got in the elevator that the others were very likely OTH, see footnote. After I got off the elevator, I was sure, and without Gabe's input, that the lady was the Holy Spirit, questioning and confirming that I belonged to Christ. And so began the revelation to me of the works of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, at G6. Blessings. First footnote. Theme song from Joan of Arcadia TV show. Second footnote. OTH equals other than human.
Disbelief and all the joy.